You guys are going to notice these episodes get shorter as we go further up the pyramid. As well, they should. I just shooted my pants. Any of my Unlifted fam or any of my past guys will love that one. Because here's the thing. Primal beliefs is the core of this. It is the base. Primal rhythm. It's the next thing. And now we're at Primal Fuel, which is massive in its own regard. And willing to bet this episode is shorter than either of the two previous. And I'm not scripting these. I'm going off the hip. And here's the thing about Primal Fuel. Does it mean that we only eat liver and never eat any of the toxic? Does it mean we go full carnivore and think plants are poison? No. For our food intake, it means if it was killed or picked from the ground, that's likely what you want to eat. If we go a step further, organic, locally raised, grass-fed and finished, pasture-raised, that's what we want to look at. It's high quality in our food, okay? And here's the thing. A lot of people get that. It can be difficult to implement, though. Why is it difficult to implement? Because of a story that we tell ourselves. This is why the coaching container continues coming back to the stories we tell ourselves about who we are. Because when we release that and step into a new paradigm, we can become the man who lives his goals instead of only chasing them. Instead of creating excuses and looking at all the reasons that we can't meal prep and looking at all the reasons why we can't eat healthy. And look for all the ways we can make it happen. Now, Primal Fuel is relatively easy enough in the food sense. You want to eat enough protein, which is 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. I'm going to give you, if you guys pay attention to these four episodes, I'm giving you just about everything besides me guiding you through it, besides my almost 1,000 hours of expertise working the stories around this stuff. So, Primal Fuel. What are we talking about? It's protein. It's a quality protein source at each meal. Anywhere from 30 to 50 grams at each time you eat, which might be more than 3 times in a day. Because if you're trying to be 200 pounds, you want 200 grams of protein, of good animal protein, not 200 grams of powdered whey protein in 5 different whey shakes because you're eating salads between that. I've seen people who think they're eating healthy. And then I have them, guys, I'm not a big fan of tracking your calories, but I've had people track those calories and they're eating Panda Express and Culver's. It's a fast food joint like In-N-Out or Five Guys or for anybody outside of the Midwest. Culver's is a Midwest gem as far as fast food goes. But here's the thing. When we eat real food, it's really easy to get high protein. And what does protein do? Protein, 1, fuels muscle. 2, it burns 10% hotter. It burns 10% more calories when we eat it than anything else. 3, it keeps us full longer than fats or carbs. Don't demonize fats or carbs either. They both have their place. Carbs are great for energy. They're easy to overeat. Fats are great for brain health, for digestion. They're also really easy to grab extra calories from because they're more calorie dense. So when we focused on protein first, and then we make sure that we get enough of the other stuff, it can be easy. But Chase, I still find myself overeating. That's called food hygiene. And it's not how clean your food is. It's how you eat. Because part of Primal Fuel is putting down the fucking phone when you eat. Pardon the F-bomb. That's how important it is. Be present with your food. If you don't say grace, that's fine. I don't say grace. You know what I do, though? I sit at my table and I take 3 deep breaths appreciating my food and down-regulating. Because so many people are hyped up. Run, 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 run. Shovel food in their mouth and they wonder why it all comes out the other end not digested. Here's why. Because you cannot digest your food well in an upregulated state, in a fight or flight state. We talked a little bit about nervous system going a million miles an hour in primal rhythm and us taking a time to downregulate it, intentional time to downregulate during the day. And this is part of the reason why. Because when you go from fight or flight to rest and digest, oh, look at that. Our digestion gets better. We're less bloated. We're actually assimilating the calories we eat. You can eat all the perfect stuff, and if you're not eating correctly, it will be all for naught. I mean, that's the food. Chew your food 30 times per bite. Put your utensil down between bites. And the last piece of the physical intake, the physical side of primal fuel that we'll touch for the time being, is water. Drink water and drink high quality water. There's fluoride in the tap water, and you can look up studies that the more fluoride that any municipality has, the lower the IQ. It's there. You can find it. Also, there are all kinds of hormones and pharmaceuticals in the water wreaking havoc on your health. Go to ewg.org and type in your zip code. And after you do that, go order a filter for your house. Whether you get a whole home filtration system, if you do that, that's the best option. You can get a countertop purifier like a Berkey. And then you can get a shower filter from Jolie Skin. That's a really good option too. So that's fuel. That's the physical side of fuel. But wait, Chase, you said eyes and ears too. Yeah, eyes and ears of fuel. What are you consuming? What is imprinting in your brain and programming that reticular activating system from primal beliefs? The reticular activating system goes on a search and edit mission for your reality. We didn't even bring it up this season in primal beliefs because who cares about the nitty gritty mechanism, right? And here it is. Your reticular activating system goes on a search and edit mission for your reality. The reason that you see the same kind of car that you drive all over the road, that you notice it, is because you look at your car all the time. And a little nugget for primal beliefs. If you're always saying, oh, I'll never get this thing, I'll never do that thing, well, then you're never going to fucking do it. And if you're always consuming music that bitches and moans about past relationships, or if you're always consuming shows that glorify alcohol and overeating, or if you're consuming divisive media, what's that going to do to your beliefs? How is that going to affect who you are and how happy you can show up in this world? Have fun. If you're consuming relationships that aren't for your highest good, have fun. Fuel is what you put in your eyes, ears, and heart as well. It's not just your food and your water. And chew your food. Breathe low and slow before and while you're eating. And drink enough water. You start there, you're going to be on a good start. And then after that, start purging any shows or social media that doesn't actually serve you. Be intentional about what you consume. Guys, I still watch a couple of series with my wife, and don't watch TV just to watch TV. Go out there and create your own story.
Discovery. Get after it.